Peya, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah will address various cases where the laws of Shikcha will not apply. Tvua shenitna l'shachas. If you have grain that has been set aside or determined to be used for shachas. Shachas is animal feed. O la'aluma, or you have grains, stalks of grain, that are going to be used not for the purposes of food, but to be used to tie up bundles of grain themselves. They are going to be the ties for bundling the grain, not for food. V'chein ba'agudei hashum, this is also if you have bundles of shum, of garlic, that are used to tie other bundles of garlic. So again, all of these items are things either that are animal food or that are being used not for eating purposes but for gathering purposes to tie things up with. Another category is v'agudas hashum v'habitzolim, or bundles of garlic and or onions. And the idea there is that these onions, these garlic and these onions are not the final stage of gathering, but rather you gather them first in small bundles. That's what's being referred to in our Mishnah. And subsequent to that, then you are going to get into much larger bundles. And as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, the only time that Shikcha is relevant is if it's going to be the stage of Gemar Malacha, when you're finished putting it all together, the final gathering of all of the bundles together. So in this case, this is the stage before that. Therefore, all these cases, Ein Lahem Shikcha, Shikcha is not applicable to any of these cases. Now the Mishnah will address a question of what about the types of vegetables that grow under the ground? They are root vegetables. Is that subject to the laws of Shikcha if you forget them in the ground? So the Mishnah says, V'chol ha'tumunim ba'aretz, all those things that are hidden away in the ground, kagon, such as haluf, which is a type of onion, v'hashum, or garlic, v'habitzalim, onions themselves, any of those items, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein lahem shikha, shikha does not apply to them, because when it says, v'shachachta omer basada, you forget a bundle in the sada, in the field, he understood that to mean on top of the field. However, if a chachamim omer, the chachamim disagree, and they say yesh lahem shikcha, shikcha does apply to those items which are the food part of it is growing under the ground, and that is because they understood the word basada to mean literally in the ground, in the field. Even if it's underneath the soil, it is subject to the laws of shikcha.